Zoe Hawke is from Ngāti Hako o Ngāti Pāua and is the Chief Executive Officer of E Tipu E Rea. The reality of the COVID situation is really hitting our whānau with a growing number of positive cases within our community of young parents and their beautiful pēpi. Thank you for joining us today, Zoe. Tēnā koe.
Morena, Dale.
Kia ora, Zoe. You give us a sort of overview of E Tipu E Rea and the mahi that you do, please.
Yeah, so E Tipu E Rea whānau services looks after, provides tautoko to mātua taiohi and hapu mama, so young parents, teenage parents, and hapu mama. And we work all around tamaki.
Ka pai. Obviously, there's nervousness in the bulk of our community, I suppose, for young mums and seeing that that pēpi aren't immune to catching COVID, they'd be nervous as well. Are there more positive cases of young parents and their babies, particularly Māori, that you're aware of?
Yeah, so sadly, in the last couple of weeks, we have had an increase in cases in our whānau. And I guess this particular community, we're a little bit slow and resistant to the vaccine, and it's totally understandable because their experience of the system hasn't always been positive. So they were very dubious about the messaging and around the vaccine. So unfortunately, this has meant that there have been a few that weren't vaccinated, and that has caused, when they have tested positive with COVID, not the best reaction in regards to their hauora. So we have had whānau really sick, and these are young people too. And so I guess talking to you today, my karanga out to all young parents, and young parents do care and love their tamariki and want to be the best parents they can be. Unfortunately, the support's not always out there for them. Judgment is out there for them. They feel like they're not treated the best, but I guess we want them to know that people out there care, and people will give them the best support to get vaccinated and look after them and their tamariki. We don't want any more of our mātua tauhi ending up in hospital.
Kia ora, tautoko what you're saying today. What would you say of the messaging regarding pregnancy and COVID? It seems that it's been unclear, and for those who are carrying, difficult decisions as a result.
Oh, absolutely, and I don't blame them. They are growing a pipi, they're nervous anyway. They haven't had much support in regards to their own whānau even, because of this perception that being young and hapu is not a good thing. So I guess they tend to, our whānau tend to hide away and try and escape that judgment. And the thought of going out there, being judged, being hapu, getting vaccinated, potentially the fears out there and all the Facebook stuff they see in regards to being hapu and getting vaccinated scares them. Some of the untrue Facebook and YouTube stories. And they are buying into it, unfortunately, and that's making them hide away even more.
Many of them, I guess, are still living at home as well. So if they're forced to self-isolate, as we've noted in plenty of Māori and Pacifica families, Zoe, very difficult if you've got a whole, multi-generational whānau and what you hold yourself up in a bedroom, but you've still got to use the kitchen toilet facilities as well. Is there any issue there with self-isolation and difficulties for young mums?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the issues that we're facing and trying to work with a range of services to get sorted, because you're right, they do live in, some of our whānau do live in big households, or they're living in situations where they don't feel particularly safe. And I think not so long ago, actually, I was on Radio Wātea talking about homelessness and young whānau, young parents. Some of them don't even have homes. So this is a big issue, and we need to figure out what we're going to do, because I don't think this will be the cases that we have experienced lately may not be the last. So what are we going to do now to prep for looking after these young mama in isolation with their pipi and struggling because they need support. We all do when we're hapū and we have our first pipi. We don't want young mama with their pipi in isolation, feeling unsupported and struggling with this new experience of being a mama.
And with the threat of COVID lingering everywhere, it looks as though our rates, Māori, are going to climb. So even more reason for us to be mindful of the difficult situation that young to-be mums and their kids are facing. You speak well on behalf of them, and I thank you for sharing some kōrero today. How can whānau reach you if they are, if they have someone in this situation in their own whānau and might need a little bit of tautoko, Zoe?
Yeah, so please do. If you're out there and you know whānau who are hapū, young whānau that are hapū, young mama, that have tamariki, do give us a call. Our number is 09551 4367. That's 09551 4367, and we're here to provide all sorts of tautoko for our young whānau.
Ngamihi, thank you for sharing your kōrero with us today. Zoe Aroha Hawk with us today, the kaiwhakahaere matua of E Tipu Wairea. Ngamihi nui ka koe e Zoe.
Kia ora.
Kia ora. Kia ora.